Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. Thank you for tuning in for this special, special episode. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman. Fellas, what's good?
Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Fuck with me, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement.
It's your boy, Three Letterman. You already know, DRV, man. Let's go, fellas. You already know, man.
We're going to hop right into this. We all know why we're here. So this dude, Daylight, apparently whipped out his shit. First of all, shout out to Queen of the Ring for the event. You know what I'm saying? Debo, everybody, the Queen of the Ring. Daylight whipped out his shit against 40 bars today. Yo, Caps, speak on this. Come on.
Yo, this shit. It's fucking ridiculous, son. Like, niggas, yo, you know what the problem is, son? Is that niggas think that this shit is entertainment, son. Like, that's why I wigged out when the nigga got, he stripped butt naked, he's wiping ball juice on niggas. Now he's whipping his shout in battles. I mean, what the fuck do niggas want to see? I don't understand this shit, son.
And what's fucked up to kneecaps is we all saw the shit go down. He was up 2-0, it sounded like, that people mm-hmm. were at the event. He was up 2-0. Why you feel you had to pull this out of the third round, B? Like, Daylight, come on, bruh.
Now, does this fuck up battle rap up? Like, the events,
You know why it does? It's because battle rap, shit like that means that he's being known not for the battle, my niggas. It's for the antics mm-hmm. that he's doing. That's not supporting battle rap if you support that shit.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you,
you got to keep some shit wrapped, man. You can't take everything out of content like that. Like, that's crazy to me, son.
Mm-hmm. Son, what I don't understand is this, and I'm not trying to have no fucking visual. Pause. I mean, you're up 2-0. You're going into the third round. What happened in his mind? Like, I mean, obviously, this is well orchestrated, but, dog, you put your shit out. I mean, he told the niggas, if you're a man right now, you should probably bounce, I guess. I mean, what the fuck?
The
ink from his tattoo is going to his brain, son. Ink from the tattoo is going to this nigga's brain, son. This is fucking humiliating, son. Like, I don't understand that shit. Like, a prop is one thing. Like, come on, my nigga. This is not even an antic. This is pasta. This is, like, disrespectful, son.
It's Daylight.
You think niggas really paid to go to an event just to have to leave?
It's
true.
Think about that shit. I mean, the niggas who paid, they bled their way, they all dead ass serious. They either left because they didn't want to get violated, or they stayed, and now they feel some kind of way because they stayed. So now they're going to be like, oh, I ain't looked for. And it's going to be like, you still stayed, though. But either way, that shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Tim?
Now, with Debo, you know, I think that's what happened. Debo coming on, and, you know, Debo sounds like, you know, he spoke with him. That some shit like this is, you know, keep it right. Are you guys surprised at all that this happened?
I'm not.
Man, I am fucked up. I'm not even fucked. I didn't think he was going to do anything. I thought he was going to come with bars. When he pulled the face mask down, it was like, all right, that's his antic. This, my nigga, this is the biggest thing he fought, the biggest antic he did, like. This shit crazy, son.
Yeah.
Yo. It don't make no
but,
sense.
But, yo, we had this discussion, fellas. We had this discussion. Will he pull any antics? I'm not surprised. He's a fucking coon, man. I'm sorry. Listen, yo, shout out to him for having two rounds. I mean, he came with two rounds. He was up 2-0. That's the part that kills me. You up 2-0.
Yeah.
I think all of us were politicking with each other, like, yo, he's up 2-0. Oh, shit, Daylight has already won the battle. It's already nipped in the bud. And then.
I mean, and it takes away from 40. I mean, it takes away from the battle, period. Niggas ain't even talking about the battle.
Yeah.
The same thing he did with B-Magic. It's the same scenario, my nigga. Niggas wasn't even talking about B-Magic and shit. They were talking about Daylight. It's the same fucking scenario here. Only this is worse, my nigga. You got niggas who clown bad rap and call that shit as a joke and shit. They going to hear about this shit and really laugh about this shit. Ain't nobody going to take this shit serious if niggas is doing that. And this is a bad example for other battlers. All you battlers who's battling Daylight, you know what I'm saying? You niggas be careful out there, man. You niggas might be worked off for the wrong motherfucking for the wrong reasons and shit, man.
But hey, go ahead, Timbo.
My thing, if he's done this shit before, he's done antics, and it really hasn't affected his booking. He still gets events, and he still gets battles. So,
that
I mean,
crazy,
he does
guys.
This for a reason still.
I mean, these
we're
the league
talking
more
about
views.
It. We have a special show. Yeah.
The league's more views, so they're not doing it. Unless they book him, he's cheap. From my understanding, he's very cheap. You know what I'm saying? He takes damn near pennies for a battle, and he does shit like this.
Yeah. Let me ask you brothers a question. If you both of you cats, if you were battle MCs, Caps, Timbo, and a league owner said to you, yo, we got Daylight that want to battle you, what do you do in that spot, fellas?
Hey, nah, I'm going to say no.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. It's not happening.
I'm going to say no, my nigga. Real shit, I'm going to say no. I mean, I'm going to say no.
Man.
It doesn't even matter if niggas be coming with bars to beat this nigga, he just do shit to take away from the whole. I mean, it's crazy because you know why? You know why it's crazy? Because that battle is gonna get views. You feel what I'm saying? When he do antics, the battle does get views. So it's like it's a fucked up situation to be in.
You know, I think the crazy part, like you guys said, was he was up 2-0. He did not do this. It wasn't about
that. How did he do this? Why? I blame all you fucking Quill fans out there. All you niggas out there. I blame all you niggas. You niggas running around with Quill tramp stamps on you and shit.
Oh,
fucking so cold on this sucker shit right here, man. Fuck you Quill niggas out there, man. Fuck that shit, son. This is some bullshit right here.
Oh, my God, son.
Some bullshit, son. Come on, my nigga. You can't just be doing that shit in a battle, my nigga. My nigga, this isn't a battle. They said Rod Digger was in the house.
Word.
There was mad people there, my nigga. Like, let's be serious about the situation here, son. You just got to be serious. This is not the place to do that shit.
I wonder how Debo must have felt, his initial reaction when he saw this fuckery going down, son.
On his brand. Big, bad. I want to know what everybody felt.
Yo, if you went to the show, if you went to the King of the Ring event, man, holler at us, please. Please holler at us if you went to the event.
If you went to the event, call up now. This is an angry fan. Call up now. It's what the movement is about, nigga.
Man, that's crazy, bro.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
When is the antic going too far? You can't tell me that he did not go too far here. You can't.
This is borderline sexual harassment. Like, this, like, is legally an offense. I mean, from what I've known, you were exposing yourself to people, yeah?
Oh, my God. Niggas go to jail for that, B.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is wild, my niggas. Like, this is... Are views that serious? Not saying Debo knew that this was going to happen. You leagues out there trying to come up, are the views that serious? Are they that serious that you say, fuck battle rap, we want a nigga who's going to do anything? What's he going to do? His next battle, he's probably going to shit on the stage somewhere or some shit like that. I mean, come on, man. And another thing that's crazy is his antics are getting crazier and crazier. So now that he done did this, what's the next antic now? Let's be serious. This shit is crazy, son.
Son. No disrespect to Daylight. Fuck it, I don't give a fuck if it's disrespect or not. I mean, Eminem and Paul Rosenberg asking this cat to come on a reality show. Let's be real. The only reason they asked him to come on there because they know he'll do the fuckboy shit. You know what I mean? He hasn't won battles in his last how many? Let's be real. So they brought him in straight for antics. Mook even told us when he's on the show what he did when he's in a fucking.
We got to be serious here. My bad, brother. It's not about battle rap no more. It's about the show, the entertaining.
Yeah.
Those people got to fuck up. Entertainment. And when I find entertaining, is niggas like Hitman, Holla, niggas like QP. They have their own way of being entertained. This is not entertaining what this nigga is doing. He's sitting here orchestrating how he could actually. Do some crazy shit to add to a battle just so he can overshadow it. That doesn't make any fucking sense right there.
No.
Damn,
no. Son. This shit is crazy. What happens now, though, with him, bro?
Say it again?
What happens with him now, though?
I
don't think anything's changing. He's getting booked still.
Well, hold on. Because he just did this shit tonight. I want to see if niggas keep booking this nigga, that's going to be real sad, man.
Yeah.
Gotta put their foot down somewhere. Come on, B. Niggas cannot just let him do anything he wants to fucking do. Because if you're going to let him do it, then that means you can't stop nobody from doing it. Let's be serious. Stop the shit now before it escalates.
It's already escalated, though, son. It escalated already, though, B. Let's be real here, Caps. He's the poster child for shit.
And you know why it's sad? You know why it's sad? Because I think niggas think that we at the radio station that we be on some bullshit, we on some hate and shit. Like, we not on no hate and shit. Niggas gotta understand something. Like, this is battle rap, my niggas. Like,
okay.
We gonna keep it funky up here. We ain't gonna be on no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, we don't gotta be political. Daylight said, fuck us, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he told niggas, if you're a dude, you wanna leave. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, my nigga? What are you talking about? And, like, what made you think that shit was cool, Daylight?
Timbo, we got any callers out there, bro?
Yo, our lines are going crazy, fellas. I'm not.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go. All we got an hour show. Let's get it popping.
We're going to go with 706. 706, you on?
Yo.
You.
What's going on?
Yo, what up, man? Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. And, yo, by the way, man, I met Cap at that event down here in the fucking ATL, man. Cool nigga, man.
Yo, appreciate it, my nigga.
Already, but, yo, man. That fucking Daylight shit, yo, this nigga's getting fucking out of hand, man. We got to get this nigga out of here.
Oh, yeah. Question, caller. Should he be banned?
Yo, hell yeah, man. Like, come on. This nigga taking his dick out. No homo. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy, my nigga. Like, yo, we want to hear bars, my nigga. We want to hear bars. And, yo, by the way, we're probably mad lesbians in it anyway. They don't want to see that shit.
Oh, man.
Just keeping it real, my nigga.
Oh, man. I feel you. Good looking out of the call, though, bro.
Already, my nigga.
All right. Yo, I see we got a caller coming in right now. Give me one second. Hold up.
Hit 312. Hit 312, man. I think that's Gracie.
312. All right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Got you. 312. Yeah. 312. Are you there? Gracie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miss Gracie, what's good?
So what you
break it down, Gracie. What happened? How it popped off? Let's go ahead and tell us, man.
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
Well, why? What y'all talking about?
You with Daylight.
Oh. Oh, the nigga pulled his dick out. But I think it was a dildo, though, to be honest. I think it was a dildo. But he pulled some type of dick out, whether it was his or a rubber dick. He pulled the dick out.
And Gracie, what happened? What happened after that? What did people do?
They got crazy. Like, the whole room got crazy. Niggas started walking out. It got crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Should he still get booked?
Hell yeah, he should still get booked.
Why?
Listen, I'm a fan of the Daylight antics. I like it all. I like it. He brings something new to battle rap. I mean, a lot of niggas might not agree with it, but... I mean, some of the shit he done did has changed shit in battle rap. Like,
what has it changed, Gracie?
What has it changed?
Listen, I tell you, nobody can do what they like. Like, nobody can go and do them antics that nigga just doing and get away with it. Like,
because he's the only one that's doing it, Gracie.
Right, exactly. And if somebody else tried to do it, it wouldn't work for them. I personally don't think it would work for them. I like it. I mean, it's funny. It's funny to me personally because I watch. One of my reasons for watching battle rap is for the entertainment value of it, and he definitely entertains.
That's entertainment to you?
That shit is funny. Like, it's entertainment.
That's really not. That's gonna turn battle rap into a big ass soap opera.
I wouldn't expect you to find that funny or entertaining, but with Daylight, it's like. You never know what this nigga is going to do. Like, you don't know. Like, to this day, I would still like to know what that nigga would have did on Sundance 3. Real talk. Like, I still want to know what he was going to do. Like,
I know, Gracie. I mean, that's not what battle rap is about, though, man.
But Sean, listen, we don't have to understand, though. People, everybody look at battle rap for different reasons. Like, I have multiple reasons why I watch it. You may have certain reasons why you watch it. Like, everybody is not the same when it comes to battle rap. Of course, y'all know that. Everybody watches for their own reasons.
Niggas shouldn't be watching battle rap to see what an antic is gonna be. That's
yeah. I mean, I don't watch battle rap for that, Gracie.
I mean, when daylight buzzer battle and I'm gonna see a daylight battle, I'm gonna wonder automatically what crazy shit is this nigga about to do? Like, it's impossible not to think like, yeah, when you about to fight battle.
Wow. Gracie, listen, can you come back on the show when you promote your card for us in a couple weeks? We want you to come back on, though.
I definitely can.
Don't be on Don't be on no bullshit, Gracie. This angry fan.
Boy, it's me. Fuck you, boy.
All right, Gracie.
Easy, Gracie. Hold on, fellas. I ain't co-signing that shit, Gracie said. And I know you ain't either, Caps. I mean,
I don't know.
She's saying that on the stretch because she's a league owner. You feel me? So that's easy for her to do that. Wow. This shit here is crazy, bro.
Yo, that.
This is a slap in the face to battle rap, my nigga. I mean, it is. How is it not?
Yo.
How is it not?
All right, yo.
I would have been mad if
hold
I was.
Hold on, 818, are you on? 818, Daylight. Daylight, we got a
special
right here. We got Daylight on right now. Daylight.
Yo, what's goody?
Oh, my God. Oh, Daylight. You just Daylight call. What's up, nigga?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, Daylight?
My nigga, I got butt-ass naked in a room full of bitches. What the fuck you expect me to do in a room? I mean, a room full of niggas. What the fuck you expect me to do in a room full of bitches? What? You bitch gonna see the meat.
Oh, God.
Yo, Daylight, man. Daylight, man, you fucking crazy, son. Why? I mean,
yeah, son. What? You wild.
Let me ask you a question. Did you plan
this? No. And I'm gonna say this live on air. I had a completely different idea for my third round. Flurry Barnes in her third round said, "We condone you getting naked. We like gay shit." I said, okay. Then she had the nerves to give me a sexy-ass hug. She gave me a hug. I swear for God, I got rock hard. I said, so first you said it's okay to get naked, and you just got me hard. I am whipping out.
Daylight. Hold on. Let's do that, man. Let me holler at you right quick. Please let me holler at you. I've been waiting for you to come on this show. First of all, thanks for coming on the show. Daylight, listen, hear me out, brother. Hear me out, please. A lot of us know you got bars. You know that, right, brother? Like, we know you got bars.
Right.
Like, we know this.
Before you go into
hold
that.
On, Daylight.
Before you go
into
that. All right, go ahead.
Daylight, you got to hear me, man. Please.
All right.
You blocked me on Twitter, too, because you got mad at me because I said B-Magic beat you, but that's another story. But listen, bro, you can't get – you're talented, my dude. You don't have to do this shit. You up 2-0. You should be losing to cats named XL and Scheme, brother.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
You are so fucking talented and excel in Scheme and having the debatables. And you're nice, bro. And you know, Daylight, you did say a couple years ago that you were going to change battle rap going into the year 2013. And, yo, you are not lying. You came, marked everybody out. You're the reason we have a fucking show tonight. Let's keep it.
Let's keep it now. Without me, let's just say without me, without Daylight and his mad antics, without a lot of this shit, a lot of people wouldn't even be nobody. I created haters so haters can have jobs. Now the haters have jobs.
But no one hates Daylight.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this battle. Let me speak on this. Let me say something about this battle rap shit. There was a time in battle rap where I really cared and my goal was to beat everybody. And when you motherfuckers, all of y'all in the group said, if you battle a no-name nigga, the win doesn't count. You angry fan, you said that. You angry fan. You told me in the inbox.
What I said?
In the inbox, I said, I killed Philly Swain. I killed Speed Dollars. You said, they're nobodies. It don't count.
No, it counts, my nigga. But they're not no big names,
you,
my nigga.
See, people fail to realize, Wayne, I made it okay for you not to be a top-tier URL nigga and be somebody. I opened the floodgates for regular niggas.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, my nigga, that's only in the URL eyes, my nigga. All right,
so if I beat the dog shit out of XL and beat the dog shit out of Scheme, then I go, yeah, I'm trying to battle Surf after this. It means nothing.
How does it mean nothing? But you're the one who's taking these low battles.
No. These people ask me, yo, Daylight, I want to battle you. I go, okay. I never say no. I have never said no to no battle.
They're using you for views.
The battles don't get that many views, so it's their loss.
Yeah, he don't get that much views, fam, to be honest, on his shit, though.
But they want his antics.
What I get paid for now. I don't get paid to rap. I get paid because I'm a fucking show. Queen of the Ring has never had that many people in the building ever.
Daylight, what you just did, niggas go to jail for.
And I'm not in jail. I'm right here on the street in Harlem.
Oh, no, I can't stand this nigga, son.
I swear to God. Daylight, man. Listen,
I am a motherfucking Frederick Douglass and 125th on the corner on the phone, nigga, naked.
Daylight, you's up 2-0 though, my G. You's up 2-0.
Yeah.
That's the fucked up part.
That's the fucked up part. I can't be up 2-0. I don't want to beat the bitch. I don't want to win no more. I hate winning.
Why are you winning? What are you talking about?
Because winning gets you nowhere. Look at Sway Seven. He can't even buy a battle. Nobody want to battle that nigga because he weighing too much. Nobody want to battle Sway because he weighing too much. Nobody wants to battle winners. People only wants the losers. How the fuck if I lose so much, why I keep the book? Losing is the key.
Species. You're a different species, Daylight.
Losing is the key. Lux lies.
No,
the loser.
Daylight.
My nigga, K-Shine lost to Big T. Now he on Summer Madness. I mean, K-Shine lost to somebody. He on Summer Madness. Everybody who lose gets a bigger match, man. It's proven.
Not everybody, Daylight. Come on, son. Not everybody, man. Come on, bro. That's not real now. That happened to Newborn.
Bro, all right. I'm going to use a prime example of battle.
I gave you Newborn.
Newborn don't count for two reasons. It's Newborn. All right, let me give you a prime reason. Let's take Killer Jones.
All right.
Killer Jones arguably has the most L's in URL.
L's?
Let's be honest. Like, all right, they say Killer lost to M-City. They say Killer lost to B-Magic. They say Killer lost to JC. They say, well, I mean, just really think about it. Like, they say Chilla lost to who? DNA? So, like, just think about it. Chilla has the most L's in URL, but yet he keeps getting booked.
But Chilla got bars on you.
It doesn't matter. Bars or not, if you take an L, you take an L. Winning is not the key. Don't win. Look, whoever's listening to me right now, if you are up and coming battle rapper, take my advice. If you want to get to the main stage, you better start losing. I made it to the top by losing, not by winning.
No, you didn't. You made it to the top by doing everything under the
top. Who I beat?
Get your name out, my nigga.
Who I beat? Let's ask an honest question. Who I beat?
You had a debatable with Lotta Zay. You had a classic with Lotta Zay.
He beat, it was a classic, but he beat Lotta Zay.
It was a dope battle. You know, either way, he had a dope battle with Lotta Zay. He had a dope battle with KG the Poet.
He had a dope battle with Head Ice, even though I was leaning towards Head Ice. I like that shit he was talking, but he had a good battle with Head Ice.
All right. Who else? What about me and Calico?
I ain't like that battle for some reason.
Yeah, I don't really like that battle either. All
right, what about me and Math?
This is not understanding, Dave. Like, you do so many fucking... Nigga, you fell asleep on Math. You pulled a pillow out.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Watch Math blog. He'll tell you. They chopped the footage, my nigga. He'll tell you that. Math was choking all over the fucking battle, my nigga.
No. I know that.
So I'm saying, why would I get in the ring and really go hard when this motherfucker got paid not to rap? He came up there and spit a whole mixtape verse, some other Nas. Bro, I left the venue. They begged
Daylight,
me to come
on,
back
Daylight,
in.
Let me ask you a question. What about your Quillaholics who want to see you just go three rounds of just bars? What do you say to those people that want to see that?
I hate all of y'all, and you will never in your life see that ever again.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
My nigga, I don't give a fuck. After tonight, I learned a valuable lesson. I would
What's
never
that?
Not do an antic ever again.
That's bullshit. You're already doing them, Daylight. Come on, man.
I'm saying I would never do a battle with bars only, ever, ever in my life. I'm done with. Don't ask me to just rap. That's gone.
Nigga, you got our fucking attention already. What the fuck do y'all keep doing antics for?
Yes,
because.
You already.
Because.
They don't see me.
When I get a million view battle, I'll stop doing antics.
Daylight, we have people calling show who fucking ride with you hard body, my dude, for real. And they always telling us, yo, they got bars. Yo, I'm going to be real with you, Daylight. I had 40 bars, 3-0 you. And you just flipped the script. Because I don't know what Daylight I expect. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
That's
cool.
You
got 2-0, fam. 2-0.
That's good. I'm glad that you noticed that because, you know, and I'm glad you're saying that live because, you know, 40 was feeling like she beat me 3-0, and I told her, yo, 40, a lot of people feel different, mama.
Well,
and, you know,
yeah.
Yo, Beasley, word to my mama, I'm a Cali nigga, but I'm going to say this in New York language. Word to my mother, son. Beasley,
yo, son, go ahead with that, son.
Yo, Beasley, I'm walking down the stairs with Beasley. Beasley says this out his own mouth. You fucked that bitch up, and that's no lie.
But Daylight, you're not understanding, my nigga. No one don't think you whack over here. What are you talking
about?
Exactly.
Bro, I don't want to be nice. I don't want to have bars. I want to be a gimmick rapper. That's what I want to be.
Wow. This is when keeping it real goes wrong, man.
I'm just keeping it a buck, bro. The gimmicks is getting me around the world. I don't care.
No, nigga, we see that shit. Don't get it confused. We definitely see that.
I mean, all these regular bars, they stay their ass in New York and Chicago and sometimes Canada. Nigga, I'm around the world doing this dumb shit. I'm on watch. Watch niggas don't even leave LA. I've made it around the world. I am a one of a kind. Gimmicks has got me there. I would never stop. I'm a circus act. I will remain that way.
Jesus. I'm going to tell you this much. This is Angry Fan Talk. I'm going to tell you this much. I don't respect that because I'm a battle rap fan, but I feel where you're coming from because that got you to the top. So I can see how you looking at it, but my nigga, I can't agree with that shit at all.
Bro, I've been to Australia. I've seen a kangaroo with my own eyes in real life, my nigga.
And that's real because he's a hood nigga. I feel where he's coming from. He's a hood
nigga.
I'm sitting there
looking at a kangaroo 5 feet away from me, and I'm telling myself, rapping did not get me here.
Damn, man, I hate Daylight right now.
Daylight, let me ask you a question. Are you the old dirty bastard of battle rap?
I am the old clean bastard of battle rap.
Oh, man.
But my nigga, Daylight, are you even a battle rapper at this point?
At this point, I have took the title of battle rap. I'm not a battle rapper. I am the show. When you come to a Daylight battle, you bet you expect anything goes. Tonight, I told the niggas, this is where you leave the battle. I'm about to whip my dick out. Niggas are so much Daylight fans, they stayed.
Can I ask you a question, Daylight? Because some people said it was rumors that it was a dildo. Was it really, you really did that shit? You marked these niggas out like that, son?
Bro, I didn't show these bitches my dick numerous times. I didn't show them videos of my dick numerous times. Everybody knows I have a very large dick.
All right, Daylight.
We ain't trying to hear that shit over here, my nigga.
All right, cool. It's all right. But other than that, like I said, I whipped out and I asked the bitches, yo, here's what it is. If you don't believe me, I'm going to drop the blog. I'm going to whip out on you bitches again in the blog.
Oh, my God, son.
Daylight,
you just took it to another level, my nigga.
You got to understand. Y'all lucky the building was about to close. because I had something else in the black bag, but the building was, you know, closed.
What
up
you had,
Dan?
Just tell us. You might as well tell us, Dan, on the Angry Fan Radio Show. Go ahead and tell us.
In the black bag, I had what you call a sex toy. And all it is a half a ass and a pussy bent over. I was going to fuck the dog shit out of it for the whole round. Until I actually nutted in the ring. All of that.
Oh, my God.
Daylight.
Daylight. You are fucking crazy, son.
That was the goal. I was going to show these bitches how I go to work.
Oh, my God. So I'm speechless now, my niggas. I'm speechless. I don't believe I'm hearing this shit.
I didn't get to use it because the venue people, after I did what I did, niggas were so discombobulated they didn't know, like not niggas, but the entire venue didn't know what the hell to do. So I just
is that a good thing?
It's to the point to where it ain't a good thing or a bad thing. It's when a nigga brain ain't thinking nothing. Them niggas was in there blank minded, didn't know what to think.
Daylight, man, listen, hold on, Daylight, stop. So hold on a second. This three letter man, son. Bruh, you were taking battle rap and taking it to heights that I don't think that we ready for. Like, yo, Daylight, honestly speaking, you're made for reality TV. I'm going to be real with you. I think that's why.
Devo told me that Oxygen was in the building filming for a battle rap reality TV show. I took it there.
Wow.
I took it all the way there for the reality TV show. They got something to remember. All the old bitches that was in the building who ain't seen 50 years, they got something to remember. I helped everybody out.
How did you help 40 out, though, when you walked out, son?
Yo, 40, I'm going to tell you. Are you coming in, boss? No. No. I got it. I ain't mark 40 out, but, you know, 40, like when I whipped out, I kind of seen her looking out the corner of her eye, but my back was turned from her. She couldn't really see it. But I know she wanted to see it. Everybody wanted to see it.
All right, son.
This is the problem, though. Everybody talking about what happened, but nobody talking about what I spit after I whipped out.
I know. That's the problem.
It's going to kind of hard to be doing that. It's going to be harder people talk about you spitting out, son, when you just did what you did
but
the third
see,
round.
But see, I got into some real nigga shit. And if you were a nigga that's packing, you would have felt everything I said, my nigga.
Daylight, is there such thing as an antic going too far in your eyes?
Well, I got a face tattoo on my face. The word too far does not exist.
You're asking the wrong person, bro.
Yo, I remember you inboxed me that shit, too. You told me that.
Yo, the word too far does not exist. I told y'all a couple of years ago, this is my world, and I'm going to make it all mine.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Daylight.
Yo, Day.
Yo, he's still there.
Yo, my fault.
Daylight, can you spit a 16 for us, man?
Yo, I said, yo, I don't got none.
Nah, come on, Daylight. Everybody that come on this show spit a 16, man. Come on. Give us something,
bro,
Daylight, man.
Y'all got 500 for me? Bro, I do everything for 500. Huh?
Aw, oh, shit,
man. This nigga here, man.
Can I get at least 500?
Daylight. Can we get a shout-out to the Eggman Fan Movement, man?
Jesus, man.
Yo, hold on. I'm eating this shrimp. All right. Big shout out to the Angry Fan Movement. I fuck with Angry Fan, and he's one of the niggas that, like, sometimes before I go into a battle, I honestly think, what is he going to say about this?
That's I appreciate that shit, my nigga.
Like, I ain't going to front. Like, tonight, before I even did any of the kick shit, wait, hold on, is it my lemonade? All right, yeah. Before I did any of the shit, I kept telling myself, I can't wait to see this nigga with the pitchfork. Oh, my God.
Daylight, it's coming, Daylight. It'll be out tomorrow, Daylight. I got
to
get action, bro.
I can't wait to see this nigga with the pitchfork. That shit is the funniest because I got a blog like I got a not that really a diss blog, but I got a blog. Like, have you seen Danny Myers' M City blog?
Yeah, we saw that.
Right, so I got a blog like the Paul, like my Paul Walker video where I'm nigga in the house with you, naked, sitting there.
With who?
With you.
Oh no, nigga. Oh no,
nigga.
You
picturing the fork, nigga? I'm right behind you, ass naked, holding your shoulder.
Yo, my nigga, hey, my nigga, you can't put that blog up, son.
I can do what I want.
This nigga trying to mark me out for real, my nigga. Oh,
yeah, this
no.
nigga is, yo. Yo.
Yo,
Daylight, man. Thanks for coming on the show, bro.
I appreciate it, y'all. Y'all be safe.
Yo, Daylight,
yeah,
be
right,
safe.
All right.
Hold on, son. Hold the fuck up,
yo. Yo, son. I'm scared of this nigga block, son.
You know what?
I'm scared of this nigga's blog, my nigga. I do not want that blog to go up, son.
Yo, bring 347 and ARP in, man, if he out there, man. You got 347 on the board?
Man, let me do my thing. Hold up. Let's see. 347?
Oh.
Let's see. Hold on. 347. All right. 347. Yo.
ARP, what's good, homie?
Was good. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. Shout out to the man, Angry Fan 007. Shout out to my nigga, Three Letter Man up there. It's your man, ARP in the building, representing that RBE, Rare Breed Entertainment movement. Yo, I called in like a good 20 minutes ago. I'm already back at the crib. I left the Queen of the Ring event. The shit was crazy. I ordered the Canelo fight. I'm watching the undercards. And I had no plans on staying on hold that long, but I'm just sitting there listening to y'all in Daylight and getting his side of what went down and all this shit, man. Yo, this battle rap shit is crazy, son.
Talk about it, ARP.
Y'all niggas is doing y'all fucking thing right now, man. I mean, this radio show is crazy, but, yo, my nigga, like, there were some things that I really want to chime in and disagree with Daylight on. Coming from an owner's perspective, all that shit all right. about niggas is only booking losers and all that shit. I'm not booking niggas that I think is whack and coming to lose and all that shit. Daylight, we all know you have bars out the fucking ass. We seen him versus Head Ice. We seen him versus Phil Swain. We seen him versus Rich Dollars. We seen him tonight in the first two rounds versus 40 Bars. We know this motherfucker got some of the most over-your-head, eclectic, wild-ass bars in the fucking game. But at the same time, I see where he's coming from. The antics is what got him to the next level. I think he's trying to bring a combination of both, depending on the league, the opportunity, and the platform. He came with some damn near ingenious shit to me on the UW platform. But then again, I forget what league that was. He took that battle away. He didn't even spit in the first round. He just fucking had boxing gloves on, and he was throwing punches and shit. I mean, I don't even think he had respect for that league. But I think he knows a combination of both. The combination of enough bars will keep him getting booked on the battle rap side, and the combination of his antics and the shit that he pulls is going to keep people clicking these fucking battles and talking about him and keeping them in the highest mentioned realms of battle rap. So it's a win-win for him, and for us, it's a win-lose. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what you're coming for and depending on what you want to see. Coming from a league owner, I know that if I book Daylight, I'm going to be able to sell a few tickets. I'm going to be able to get views on my videos because people's going to want to see what he does, especially if they hear about a fucking antic and they wasn't there live to see it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the fan side of me, the pure battle rap side of me, wants to see the fucking bars, and we know that he has them. So we're going to click for that reason, too, to say, like, all right, if he is going to spit in this motherfucker, let's see what he's going to say because we know he can rap his fucking ass off. So he's in a fucking win-win position. You know what I'm saying? I told him to his face, congratulations on changing the game at the UW event after he pulled the whole Matrix fucking screen because he turned that fucking that stage into a movie. You know what I'm saying? But it's a fucking two-sided coin with this motherfucker. It's like part of me is like, yo, I'm endorsing the antics as a league owner if I tried to book him or any other league that tries to book him. But at the same time, this is entertainment. This is rapping. This is a industry. You know what I'm saying? It's not that we can't go out on a limb and talk about real this, fake that. when 90% of battle rap niggas is fake anyway. And that's a whole other fucking topic we could get into. You know what I'm saying? So it's a two-sided coin for the league. It's a two-sided coin for the fucking fan that's going to click or not click that fucking video. And he's in a win-win situation. So when you really break this shit down deep, man, there's some wild shit going on with this motherfucker, man. And it's like, I don't know whether to support him, not support him, or just, like, half support this motherfucker. Like, he put you in that type of space, man.
Let me ask you a question, fam. As a league owner, would you book him right now for your next event?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why. Number one, I feel like anybody that's able to have a conversation with me and my partner, people that represent RBE, anybody that does business with us, whether it's from the way that we move, the way that we pay, the way that we conduct ourselves as men, the way that we speak to people, the way that we just come across. I think we have a very respect, commanding demeanor about us. I think people will tell you that about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we moving off of respect right now. Like the things that people say behind the scenes about us is things that we deserve as men. Fuck a league. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't got that type of respect. You know what I'm saying? So I think I would feel out the situation if I had that conversation with Daylight. And I think our platform would demand enough respect where he would bring his bars and he would bring an entertaining show. But at the same time, I think he would bring an antic. I think at this point he's going to bring an antic whenever he fucking wants. It's not going to be based on the league. He's going to bring an antic whenever the fuck he wants, whether it's UW, URL, King of the Dot, Rare Breed Entertainment. But the type of antic is going to be based on what he wants to show and how much he respects that league. Like, I go back to that example of the fucking antic that he pulled where he didn't even rap the first round. I don't think he gave a fuck about that battle. You know what I'm saying? So would I book him? Yes, but it would be based on a feel-out process that the person that I put in front of him and the conversation that I have with him and the type of business that we do, I know that not only is he going to bring his bars, but he's going to bring an entertaining show and not do anything over the top to the point where it's going to bring down RBE. What he
you don't think
tonight,
D-Bo had that conversation with him, though, son?
No. D-Bo had a blog, and he said himself that with Heavy Bags. From
Heavy
Bags,
yeah, okay, I've seen that one.
Yeah. Bags asked him, he said, yo, did you have that talk with Daylight? And Debo said, no, I told him to be Daylight. But at the same time, now I'm on the other side in the balcony from his back was to me. You know what I'm saying? So luckily, I didn't have to try to walk out the building or turn around or whatever. So I don't know what came out or what he did on the other side of that ring. You know what I'm saying? I know what he was saying leading into it. But point being, even for that antic, let's be honest. I know most of us is alpha males, and we don't like to talk about that type of shit, and we're uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm uncomfortable with the shit, too. But let's keep it real. If he was going to pull that type of antic, what league are you going to pull it in?
Well,
clear the fucking ring. It's based on fucking women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even if he had that conversation with Debo, and let's say he told Debo, listen, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to bring some bars, but you know me. I got to do an antic, my nigga. That's my whole shit. He did an antic that catered to motherfucking Queen of the Ring. It's a fucking female league.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But ARP, I mean, he stripped Butt Naked versus Dialect and Don't Flop. That was a male league, my nigga.
Yeah,
No. All right, so let's talk more about that then, since you bring that example up. I disagree with what you just said. First of all, everybody says naked. We've seen the footage. He has something on him. You know what I'm saying? Like that napkin with the shoelace or whatever, right?
Yeah.
All right, we say naked because it's ass. I'm trying to use the real term. Ass naked means you fucking in your birthday suit. He was covering up to a degree. All right, so we say naked, but his ass was out. No real man likes that shit. I don't like it. You don't like it. But let's just make sure we classify it correctly. Now, Let's put a stamp on that. He said himself when he broke down that shit, it wasn't necessarily. I'm not trying to get the motherfucker a pass.
No,
I'm not trying. I'm not.
ARP, I'm listening to you right now. Like, where is my nigga going with this right now? Please don't say these. I think he's saying.
No, I got you. I got you. And I'm not speaking. I'm not speaking for me. I'm using other people's facts. I'm using Daylight's facts, what he said to the public. I'm a fan like y'all. I listen to what battle rappers say. His breakdown was that, and I could kind of believe him because he's a creative, antic motherfucker. He said his breakdown was based on the fucking whole shit with his song, Butt Naked with a Shotgun. Popular out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He said they fuck with that song so heavy, and then when he got out there, the fans was like, yo, the whole Butt Naked with a Shotgun, we like that song. Some of the guys were telling him we like that video. So he said, do I have to put it in real life or something? He thought of that antic. He fucking went in the bathroom, because think about it. The reason why I believe him is because if he planned that antic, he would have actually had a real outfit around it. That's the type of shit I would have said. He would have went into a fucking X-rated shop and bought a specific type of G-string or some shit. He had a fucking shoelace with a napkin, which to me tells me that he really did make that shit in the fucking bathroom.
Yo, ARP, you know, man, yo, we got 15 minutes, man. Thank you for calling the show, man, and give us insight on your deal with it, though. You feel me?
I got you. All I could do is talk my perspective and recap what the fuck is going on and talk about what other shit is putting in front of us. But, yo, salute to y'all, my nigga. I got a call back. We got to do a longer interview because believe me when I tell y'all that most of my card is already done and it's going to be a classic. But salute to Angry Fan Radio. Salute to my nigga Three Letter Man. Salute to Angry Fan Movement. Appreciate y'all having me out. Rare Breed Entertainment is the movement. Yo, salute. Y'all, I'll talk to y'all in a second.
ARP,
my niggas, I'm out.
All right. Early. Caps Timbo.
Yeah.
You heard two league owners come on our show and say they still book this nigga, son. Gracie and ARP.
You have to.
I mean, thinking about it, they're thinking about it from the business side. Like ARP just said, I know I'm going to sell some tickets. I know I'm going to get some views, but that's just reality. There's no denying that. It's reality. So then from the business standpoint, they got to. From the fan standpoint, it's crazy.
Wow, son. what the fuck?
We had Daylight on to talk about this shit, man. This is crazy.
Yo, that's only on Angry Fan News, man. Every fucking book, every fucking show we have is some crazy shit. They never
heard
of it. Niggas be honest. Yo, what's up?
I think we should take a couple more callers, man.
Let's go. That's time ticking. Yeah, let's go, man. All right.
We got 407. You on?
Yo.
Who that, Flames?
Yo, what's good, my niggas?
What's Pete? What's popping, Flames?
It's Flames. What's good?
You was in the building too, Flames. Holla at us, B.
Yeah,
Flames,
crazy.
What's good?
That shit was crazy, man. What's up?
Oh, man.
So what happened? When he told everybody, all the dudes, to get out, what was going on? What went through your head, man? What was going on? What was happening?
Well, he said for all the dudes to get out. Now, mind you, I was at the side of the ring, in his corner, you know what I'm saying, with the other homie from the Cali and shit, and a couple of my niggas from Dartmoor and shit. And when he said it at first, I didn't really catch it because everybody was making noise, and I just see people start walking out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, so I'm standing there with my wife, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck did he just say? And she's like, he said, if you're a guy, leave. Oh, hell no. Nah. And all right, now mind you, before the battle, I'm not hip. I know he's going to do an antic. I know it, but I'm not hip to what the antic is. You understand what I'm saying? So when the homie, the Batmobile, you know what I'm saying, one of the Batmobiles, when the homie turned around and put his back to the ring, I kind of had a feeling, you know what I'm saying, like, he finna do some crazy shit. Even he went to, I looked at him, I said, this nigga finna get naked, ain't he? If he finna get naked, bro, I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going to turn around right now. If he start doing something, you let me know. We walking out. You know what I'm saying? But the building was, I'm not even going to lie, the building was going crazy. It was wilding for like a good probably 10 to 15 minutes before he could even resume spitting. And he kept spitting, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then, now obviously it was a lot of, it's a queen in the ring, it was a lot of females in the room. So
right.
they wanted to see whatever he was saying he was going to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So he said something like, if 10 bitches raise their hand, I'm whipping out my shit. And come on, 10 is not even a good enough number for that room right there. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So you already know more than enough girls raise their hands.
Yeah.
And he climbed up on the top turnbuckle on some WrestleMania shit. And then
what?
I said, I'm leaving. And I turned around and walked out. I was not even going to watch the rest.
Yeah.
Were you able to see Debo's face?
I turned around and walked away, bro. I was not even. He said, 10 bitches, raise your hand. I'm whipping it off. I said, oh, I'm out of here. He did a, I know that it's going to happen, so I'm already ready to do it type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, Flames, real quick. Yeah. Would you battle him knowing what he's done and what he could do on that stage to you, in front of you?
To me, pause. I don't even say to me.
My bad. I mean, like, during the battle.
First of all, you know what I'm saying? We rep the same crew, so I don't really see that as something that I would want to do unless we're both getting paid money, and I don't see nobody mm-hmm. paying money to see that. So mm-hmm. that's that right there. Hypothetically
okay.
speaking, as a sport, yeah, I would definitely battle him. Why? Because
damn.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. It's going to be an entertaining battle. He is undoubtedly one of the more entertaining rap battlers out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's mm-hmm. going to draw attention. It was niggas in that building that don't fuck with him at all, and they went there just to see that battle. You know what
damn,
I'm saying? Like, he going to sell tickets, and if he going to sell tickets, we could demand money. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it goes. You know, that's the business part. But I'm going to tell y'all like this, though. He was kicking 40 ass in the first two rounds.
Word.
He was kicking her ass upside down all over that ring.
Damn, son.
Yeah, it was a bad. I mean, she got bars. But this is why, before the battle, I try to say this on some unbiased shit. They like, is not the type of person that you, in my opinion, he's not the type of person that you want to just bring bars for. You know what I'm saying? Because he might do something that's going to take all the attention away from everything you said.
Right.
And make it like it's not even a battle. It's a daylight show.
Daylight
you know
show.
Yo, Flame, good look on
the
phone. We got 6 minutes left.
Yo, Flame.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo, you owe me a good battle, B.
I got AR-16 on the 30th.
You got who?
AR-16.
All right, cool. I'm watching, nigga. I'm going to recap it.
I'm going to fuck him up. I got y'all.
All right, my dude, my nigga.
All right,
G. I got y'all.
All right, easy, my bro. Early.
All right, we're going to take a last call. We're going to do, let's see, 917. 917, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yo, what's up? What's up? I always find it. Yo, this is my homie Hurricane. Yo, you was in the building. Talk to us real quick. We got 3 minutes. Talk to us.
This is Hurricane Dude. All I'm going to say is niggas wanted me to let niggas know that they, like, cannot come into New York City disrespecting motherfuckers like that again. It was just kind of – it was ugly. Niggas was in the building like, nigga, you was in the darkest, deepest, grimiest section of the Bronx. Like, niggas was looking at that nigga like, this is crazy. That's all I could say. Like, the battle was interesting. He went hard the first round. His bars was crazy. Then, of course, he did the bullshit. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy,
that's
man.
That's what it is in a nutshell. Like, in my opinion, I don't give a fuck if it's a show or not. If you're that creative, then prove it, because that was unnecessary.
Let me ask you a question. Did you feel violated or your man?
Yeah,
or
I did.
I was with my man.
I felt disrespected. Mm-hmm. I was with my man.
And I know
he turned
was
the
tight.
Other way, though. But you know what's sadder? The bitches that was cheering. That shit
there
really
people
had
cheering
me, like,
for
it was bitches raising their hands like, ah! I'm like, for real? All the male strippers I know is faggots. Real talk. You know, like, I don't
know. That's crazy.
Damn.
Wow.
That's how it was. But the sport is growing into something else. You know what I'm saying? It's getting more commercial. I could see it.
Yeah, I seen that shit. Me and Cass had conversations about that. Yeah, man.
Oh, my niggas want to get on speaker. Hold on. They want to get on speaker. Let me put them on speakers. They was with me.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yo, Pete.
Check this out. We're going to give a big shout out to Daylight because he did the right thing when he decided he wanted to show his meat. He went across the room and did that because he knew the Wolves was on the other side. We the niggas that told you, niggas, it's not the West Coast. We don't do that fuck shit over here.
Word.
That shit on the West Coast.
Ooh.
He did the right thing. He's not jacking none of that. For all you battle rappers, from now on, from here on out, I don't care if it's Queen of the Ring, King of the Ring, URL Smack, whatever. Not disrespecting New York at all. It's over. We are here. We know y'all. Y'all know us. We here. We in the building.
Yo, listen,
all of you niggas, same treatment.
Show some fucking respect when you come to New York from now on, man. It's over from this day on, man. It's quiet, yo. When you come to New York City, man, act right, man. That's all I'm going to say, man. Just act right, man.
Act like real
word.
Talk.
Nigga, talk that. Talk that shit.
Respect New York City. We started this thing. Like, don't come over here with that. But this isn't Broadway. I can respect Daylight's talents. And like I said, his first round was just crazy. It was crazy. It was great. He was in her face. He pulled his mask down. It was great. And then, you know, we knew it was something was coming because the duffel bag was in the ring.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying, man? We're looking out for calling in, though, man.
No doubt. Look, angry right. Fan, three-letter man, you already know.
All right. That's your boy.
All right.
Fellas.
Yo, I got to do some shit to get my rep up. I'm just saying.
My brothers, what's really good, man?
Oh, yeah, we got, first and foremost, hold up, man, we're going to have our fan show, too, we have to let niggas know that shit, too, we're not going to have ballads on every show, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
exactly.
So, but we're going to put that shit out there, too, I know a lot of niggas want to call in, a lot of niggas are not getting in because ballads are calling in and shit, like, we got to call before we walk, and we got two niggas, like, what, after this week, everything else is open, right?
Yeah, we want to holler at the people out there, you know what I mean?
It's just for us and shit, you know what I'm saying? We want to let niggas know that we wasn't playing no games and shit, that's all.
Caps, Timbo.
Don't forget about 7 to 9 tomorrow for the Biggie tribute. Y'all tune in, 7 to 9.
Tune in.
Another last minute show. Spread the word, 7 to 9.
Who we got on? I forgot.
East
New York. We got Uncle Murder calling in tomorrow, yo.
You already know,
man. East New York in the building, man.
Son, Daylight basically said he doesn't give two donkey nuts about battle rap.
We knew that already.
I really believe that now. I mean, for him to say it, like, the way he said it tonight, like, he really went on our show and went in. Like, he don't care if fans want to hear him rhyme. He don't care no more.
Hey, man. That's what I like about the show is that niggas be real when they come over this motherfucker. They know we gonna be real.
There you go. Talk that shit.
They know we gonna be real, so they come over and they be real. I really like that shit, man. I really fucking do.
Exactly.
And we didn't even know Daylight was on calling at all.
We didn't even know Daylight was nothing. That was on some heat. That ass called in on his own type shit. Like, wow.
Oh, man.
I love this shit.
Shout out to all the callers, though. Yo, these boards have been going crazy. That's crazy. Yo, shout out to everybody listening, though. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Think of what you guys think, man. I mean, Daylight did have some points. He did. But I already knew all of them already. Where he's at is not battle rap. It's the antics, my nigga. But the problem is, I mean, how do you tell a nigga stop getting money? Because that's really what it comes down to.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
that's really what it comes down to. You're telling him to stop getting money. That's the problem right there.
Exactly. Yo,
I know a lot of niggas are laughing about the kangaroo shit, but for hood nigga, that shit serious.
Take us home, Timbo.
Crazy. Yo, I want to shout out, as always, my brother, Angry Fan 3 Letterman. Appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter @TopBattleRaps @AngryFan007 @3Letterman. Be sure to follow the YouTube page for Cats on all of his blogs and recaps. The shit is crazy. You know one's coming about Daylight.
You know a blog is coming. The blog will be there tomorrow.
Follow him.
And another thing, yo, if y'all niggas see Daylight upload a blog with me and that shit is not true. Fuck that shit.
Follow the YouTube pages, youtube.com/angryfan007, youtube.com/angryfansradio. We're going to have the episodes uploaded, man. Shout out to everybody, all the callers calling in. Fellas, what do you got to say?
Good, Cap.
Man, I'm just mad about this blog he just talked about, man. My mind is on that shit. I'm trying to get this nigga back already before he get me. I ain't going to front. He fucked me up with that shit.
Yo, it's your boy, Three Letter Man. You already know, D-R-E. Y'all already know, we rep the movement. Get in tune with it, goddammit. Angry Fan Radio, Angry Fan Movement. Nigga, we out here.
You already know, make it this exclusive hair only first, man.
You already know.
Oh.